West London, Tuesday, Chof Dalet Nisan, the 6th of April, Harav Reuven Atlas Shlita on a topical theme. This week's Torah Way Shurim have been sponsored Le'il Inishmas Reb Shimon Michal Ben Reb Avram Itzkovich Zichroni Levrocha for the 7th Yortzeit of Reb Shimon Itzkovich Zichroni Levrocha.
Good morning, a guten Zimmer, Han Nicholas Lonu, the Han Historis who are listening through technology. Good morning to you and a guten Zimmer. I would like to explain a little bit, since we're holding at the end of a Chodesh Nisan, which is very much a Rosh Chodeshim, to the Chodshei Hashona, and we're about to transition into a Chodesh Iyar. I would like to talk about Chodeshim Bechlal, and I would like to talk about the transition from Chodesh Nisan into Chodesh Iyar. At the same time, I would like to explain a very, very famous Medrash. I'd like to go through it. There are different versions of this Medrash. The Toichen of the Medrash is highly familiar to Tinoka Shel Beis Rabbon, and even at our age, we have not yet forgotten it. Says the Medrash, Kishahoya Avram ben Sholesh Shonim. Avram Avinu was 3 years old. Yotzon min Hamaora. He had been hidden or maybe imprisoned in an underground cave for the first 3 years of his life. But when he came out of the Maora, he had a Hirur Alev, who created Shemayim Vaoretz? Umi Bora Oisi? And who created me? His palil kolayoyim el Hashemesh. So he davened that whole day when he came out of the Ma'ora. Woo, he was impressed by the Gevurois Hashemesh. And he davened to the sun. Erev shika Hashemesh. Guess what happened in the evening? You know, I know, because we're rogil badova. There's a regilus, there's a masoira, but he didn't know. And he was, the sun set. Vazorcha levona b'mezrach. And then in the eastern sky, the moon arose. And the moon was accompanied by a whole gloria host, a guard of honor, the Kochovim. V'homa. And said Avram Avinu. Ooh, hayerech hazehu shabor ha-shamay v'oretz v'bor ha-oisi. It's the moon which created shamay v'oretz and created me. Yep, and v'homa kol ha-layla, b'tfila. The Yerechan is the whole night. He davened the whole day to the sun. And this also wasn't just a tikkun chatzos in the middle of the night. He davened the whole night, shteitz in Medrash, to the Yoreach, to the moon. We know, because we're rogil badova. But for everything, Avraham Avinu was a chiddush niflamiyoid. He'd been in a cave all these first 3 years. So therefore in the morning, he got a surprise when the moon set. V'zorach Hashemesh b'mizrach. And the sun then rose in the east. Omar, he made a logical deduction. And that's one of the first things I need to understand. Is it so logical? He said, oh, loya shemesh. The loya reyach. So it's not the sun, it's not the moon. So then what? There has to be an overseeing, an overreaching, and he came to be Makid Rabbeinu Shalom. So therefore he was Makid Rabbeinu Shalom, Elov Espalel Elov Eshtachav Esed Avraham Avinu. I'll daven to him. I will prostrate myself. I'll be Meshabed myself to him, the Rabbeinu Shalom. Maybe there's a mockim to ask that when he saw it wasn't the sun, it wasn't the moon, then maybe they could have both been Sheltonim together. And I know we have a chlal that we can't have two malachim mishamshim bekesa echod, but who says Avraham Avinu knew that chlal? And Tucker, we see that many things are led by a duality, by constitution, by government, by monarchy, by democratic government. We find that there is rulership by two essences. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a president and there's a nothing. We find. So why didn't Avraham Avinu think, oh, maybe it's both of them together, one by day, one by night? They have a rota system, so they don't encroach on each other. But no, he came to recognition that there must have been a higher koyach. And I think the reason why he realized they can't both be shaltoinim, not the sun and the moon together, is because they both, each contradicts each other in essence. And we cannot have definitely two malachim, mishtamshim bekesa echot, if the one is in direct contradiction to the other. In which way do they contradict each other in essence? Well, let's go back to Chadoshim. Let's talk about Chadoshim. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Chayra made a problem, and then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in his Torah Kedosha solved the problem. The problem that he made was, he says that this Chodesh Nissan, he says, Hayom Atem Yotzim B'Chodesh Aviv, is he was koveya that this month has to be solar. Rabbosai, with a little bit of just imagination, it's getting warmer outside, and the fruit trees will blossom, the Rabbeinu Shalom has promised, because Chag HaPesach has Mechodesh HaOviv. It's a solar phenomenon. At the same time, the Rabbeinu Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kaze'er Re'ei V'Kadesh, look at the moon, not sun, look at the moon, and that will define a Rosh Chodesh. And this Chodesh Nisan is going to be Rosh Chadoshim. There's going to be a series of Chadoshim, all defined by the moon. There is a contradiction. Either our calendar is going to be solatic, or it's going to be lunatic. There are some cultures in the world, I have to be careful because some teachers are in fear of their life for saying the wrong thing. But there are some cultures which are highly solatic, and they base their calendar on the sun. We live in the Western world. That's the Gregorian calendar. The Gregory the Pope, he was a solatic. There are some cultures, they base their calendar completely on the moon. They are lunatic. Is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam made us complicated, solatic and lunatic? And okay, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam made a solution. Is every 7 in 19 years we'll be Ma'abeh the Shona, and we'll bring the sun system in line with moon system, which is a promise, Rabbi Yisrael, that next year, this time of year, it really, really will be warm after Pesach, where Pesach will once again be shooted up further into the solar system. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam, but why did the Rabbeinu Shel Olam make it so complicated? Why solar and lunar, and then in 7 in 19 years we have to do a shtick? Is why so complicated? Elavos, is because the moon and the sun, they do contradict each other in essence. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who Avraham Avinu was makir, saw that there has to be a fusion of those two essences. We shall explain. Is the sun, it represents, it's always there every morning. We don't find the concept of chidush when it comes to the sun. The sun is a constant. The sun represents our Messiah. Whereas the moon, as we know, represents chidush. Loshon chodesh is chidush, and the chodesh is represented by the what we call the chidush of the levana. I know we can be clever and say that the moon is also there. Really, it's just that we don't see it. But already Tosfos says in Baba Basra that our appreciation of the world around us, which the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has put us in, goes lefi ri'as einenu, what we see. So even if we see, therefore, an appearing and disappearing moon, then that is the hashkofa and the limud we have to take from the mahalich of the levana, that it appears and disappears, that it gets old, it waxes, it wanes, and there's an inyan of chidush. And we know, Asher Atim Asidin Hischadish Kamosa, that is our koyach of chidush. Every Rosh Chodesh is a zman chapor l'chol toldoisom, it's a zman musugul for teshuva, and the whole inyan of chidush. But the moon represents chidush, And the sun represents Masoira, tradition. And there within, there's always a very, very often complicated vichuach between, no, this is the way we always do it. Os, a chodosh is also the minat Torah. This is the way we always do it. And then there's the pull in the other direction. No, there's always chidush. We always like to hear a chidush Torah. A chidush in Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was makabel kol ha-Torah kula on ha-Sinai. What's chat? Oh, there's a gvadik tamichok, there's a meridik, a chidush. Chidush? Where's there mokum for chidush in our Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu, we have a Messiah, a chodosh. Chidush awesome in our Torah. No, both things coexist. The Ketzos HaChoshen in Hakdoma defines the Nosalonu Torah's MS. Torah's MS. What's Torah's MS? And Zot the Ketzos HaChoshen, even if it's a brand new thing, who says it's MS? I've never heard such a chiddush before. Is anything which is learnt al derech harishonim, anything which is learnt according to the Yud Gimel Midrash Atayon Nidreshes Bohen, and then al pi derech harishonim, if something makes logical sense and it seems to be a brand new idea, but it's al pi seichel and it's based on divrei harishonim, there's something chodosh based on Masorah. Torah represents that amazing dynamic that we are able to fuse Chiddush and Masorah. And that is represented by Chadoshim, is by the whole inyan of Chadoshim. Yes, we have Chiddush Re'ei, Kazer Re'ei, V'Kadesh, and that's V'Kadesh. Is that there has to be chiddush in Torah, there has to be chiddush in Beis HaMedrash, there has to be chiddush within ourselves. Chas v'shalom, we're never going to get old. Yeshua na'ar lo yomush mitocha oihel. Yeshua at that stage was already younger, was already 56 years old, state in Ibn Ezra, but described as a na'ar, never getting old, we're never going to get old. The chiddush with which we approach each brand new day is chodosh l'bakar. Korim, Rabo Emuno Secho, that's our chiddush. But we're based on what was. We're based on, as we said, in Shira, Elokei Oviv Aroma Menahu. This kedusha, this chiddush, is all brand new. I'm not the first one here to recognize the Rabbeinu Shloilom and have Gilui Shchina. It's a Yerusha from my Ovos. Is we're based very much on the Masorah. We have to get that blend right. When Rabbeinu HaKadosh comes along and says, Eis la'aseis la'Hashem, heferu sorosecha, we will write down Torah Sheba Alper now to preserve the Torah, even though the Masorah of Torah is not. That's for Rabbeinu HaKadosh and for the G'dayle, Tzadiki Olam, to make a decision when we're going to do something which seems to be bravely new. But that dynamic, that there is a pull from Chiddush against the Masorah and a pull back from Masorah against the Koyach HaChiddush, that's the dynamic which Torah represents. That's the inyan of Chadoshim. It's Avraham Avinu. He saw therefore that sun in its essence and what it represents, Masorah, and moon in its essence, what it represents, Chiddush, they cannot coexist as Malachim. Whenever we have a contradiction, that leads us to Hashem Echad. Like we say, for example, we have a bris melach on the Mizbeach. We just now had in Pasha that there always has to be melach on the salt, or the salt on the Mizbeach. That represents there must be Hashem Echad over and above the contradictions, because salt is inherently contradictory, and that's why it goes on the Mizbeach. It's a preservative, it's a corrosive, it gives beautiful flavour to foods and tastes lousy. Inherent in salt is contradictions. By putting that on the Mizbeach and being machted the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, there must be a Mi Bara Eila over and above the contradictions. That was the recognition of Avraham Avinu. There must be a koyach v'shiltoin odoin yesh aleihem, over and above the contradictions, the sun and the moon, and he came to be makir the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's the famous medrash, and that's the inyan of the choyra, the inyan of Rosh Chodesh and the Chadoshim and the Mahalik HaShana, is the tour brings that the Chadoshim are Lefi Seder Shvotim, in order of the birth, Lefi Seder Yaldusom of the Shvotim. Therefore, Nisan is Rosh Chadosh L'Chodshei Hashana, is parallel to Reuven, and Chodesh Iyar is Shimon, Sivan, Levi, Vakula Vakulu. There are other Cheshbonos, you know, that to explain the Chadoshim and the Shvatim in a different Mahalach, but the Torah brings that and the Shvatim and the Chadoshim correlate according to the order of the birth of the Shvatim. In Shemesh Shmuel, he explains like this: is Reuven Nisan. How does Reuven go together with Nisan? Is Reuven, Leah called Reuven, celebrating the koyach of Re'iyah, of seeing? She said straight away, Ro'ah Hashem ba'oni, Hashem has seen where I'm at. Chadaldash and Ru Ma ben Bni ben Chomi, the difference between my son and the difference between Esav, with their approach to appreciating the chashivas of Bechaira. It's an inyan, a bechina, a havchana of Re'iya, of looking. Says the Shemesh Shmuel, Chodesh Nisan. That was the Chodesh of Re'iya. I remember, even though I was a couple of kosos down, I remember on Seder night that B'maragodl, there's a Gilui Shechina, was very much a chelek of Yitzias Mitzrayim. We had a repeat 7 days later, V'yayisrasa yoda gadoila. We saw at Yam Suf, whatever it means that we see, the Gilui Shechina, whatever that means, but it means it was palpable, there was an appreciation that the Shechina was Shoira, he was Shoira his Shechina upon us, as if we would see. It was mamash. There was no doubting. Is Ein Ladayan Elamash Ein of Royos? We were Dayonim. We palpably saw the intervention of the Rabbeinu Shalom in Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kriyas Yamsuf, a Re'iyah, a Havchona of Re'iyah. We saw. And after Chodesh Nisan, we transfer into Chodesh Iyar. So if we're going to follow historically what happened 3,333 years ago, thank you, Baruch Khan, letter in the Jewish Tribune. If we're going to follow exactly 3,333 years ago, what happened? So what happened in Chodesh Iyar? Come on, let's go. What happened in Midbar in Chodesh Iyar?
Mom.
Yeah. Was in Chodesh Iyar.
Pesach
Sheni was in Chodesh Iyar. In terms of, very good, very good. Mon answers the question to an extent, but what about other Giluyim of Shechina?
In the second year you had that was Nisan. Yeah, the second counting.
Second count, yeah. So the Shemesh Shmuel says, not much. Not much happened in Midbar. In Chodesh Iyar, Daman is an answer, but not much happened in Chodesh Iyar in that year, in that 3,333 years ago. Says the Shemesh Shmuel, oh, how then are we going to come to Avchono of the Rabbeinu Shalom? Because that's always our Avodah, to be Miskarev to Hashem and to try and Margish that Hashem is very, very central and essential in our lives. How would we do that in Chodesh Iyar? Is in Nisan, it was easy, you could see. So, Meirochoik, then what we have to use is Koyach HaShmiya. I've got a beautiful moshul for this. Unfortunately, is last year, there was a real lockdown, a real one, last year. And my wife and I remember, we were sitting in our garden. We thank Hashem we had the facility of a garden to sit in. And it's so quiet. We're trying to work out why exactly it was so quiet. And we realized that in our garden, which backs onto Prince's Park, and we can't see the North Circular in any way, we're facing in the wrong direction, and we're quite a distance from it. But even though we don't see it from our garden, we always hear it. There's that hum. and occasionally a very, very loud motorbike. And there, but there's always that hum and that buzz from the North Circular. And here as well, there's intervening sounds and the wind plays a part. But here as well, you can hear the hum and the buzz of the North Circular Road. And that is a perception of something may rochoik, can't see it, but you know it's there. You have to use your imagination more with the sound. You then build up the whole picture as if you saw it. And says the Shem Mishmul, that was Chodesh Iyar, that's Shimon, that's Shmir. Leah says, Hashem Hashem Kisnur Onoichi. And says the Shem Mishmul, when you are not seeing and only hearing, as mentioned, then we have to use our koyach of dimyoin to build that picture up. And that has a much deeper effect on our consciousness sometimes than seeing something. When you're seeing something, okay, you saw it, and it doesn't necessarily go so deep. It was more superficial. But when you have to understand something, work something out without seeing it, you have to build it up with your own koyachos hanefesh. Apart from Re'iyah, you hear about it and you build it up. There's a moshul. If you read a story in a book, so you don't know what he looks like, what she looks like, and they went into a deep forest. You imagine a deep forest, and there was a storm in the story you're reading. You imagine the storm. Fantastic. And you build up a whole picture, and that's your kinyan on the Maisa, and you interpret it in your own individual way. But if you then see a movie later on of that story, then it's stolen away from you, the opportunity to visualize it yourself. And in many ways, the greatness of the story might even be limited. If Cholil Vachas, somebody would offer to me the opportunity to see a movie of, I don't know, Matan Torah, I would refuse. I would run in the opposite direction. I never would want to see the gadlus and the gili shchina of Matan Torah reduced into somebody else's imagination and limited way of being able to portray it. Is chas v'shalom. I prefer to leave it by Shmir. I heard about Matan Torah. It's a Yerusha from my daddy and from my granddaddy that there was a Matan Torah. I want to leave it there, please, because that's my kinyan on Matan Torah. That's the way I understand it, learn it, understand it, and that's my altishkach. That's my don't forget. That's my zechira. The yom asher amadtu lifnei Hashem elchecha b'chayri. That's mine, not yours. That's mine. That is the koyach of Shmir. Of course, I suppose, therefore, the ultimate revelation or gilui that we should be zocher to understand and be come close to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, if we would have the advantages of Re'iyah and Shmir. Can you imagine? We've got that kinyan in Rabbeinu Shel Olam of having heard it and built it up ourselves. And it's palpable and there's no doubt about it. And it's as if I saw it. Dos Chodesh Sivan. Is Sivan the Simon? For Sivan is Te'umim, is twins. Twinning of what? It's a twinning of Re'iyah and Shmir. And so if you state in Posuk, Ro'u Esakoilos, is we saw the hearable. It was visual and palpable. That which we built up from only hearing Koil during Chodesh Iyar. We became so close to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We built up ourselves with our own efforts in Chodesh Iyar. Without Re'iyah, only through Shmir. Then we were zeicher to the gilui shchina of Maimed HaSinai in Chodesh Sivan, Ro'u, Esa Koilois, Ria, and Shmir in that perfect fusion. That is the Mahalech of the Chadoshim, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Levi is L'chaira, and that also goes together with the inyan of Chadoshim Bechlal, which was the first half of what we spoke about, is the whole inyan of Nisan, is the inyan of Chidush, and the Rabbeinu, and for us, the Nisan was very much a Machadesh Betuva, B'chol Yom Tomid, Maase Voracious. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam, through the Nisim of Chodesh Nisan, through Kriyas Yamsuf, Yitzhiyas Yisrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, gave us an emunah in Chidush Ha'olam. and in the fact that he was the Machadish Betufa B'chol Yom Tomid, Maisa Voracious, and not, no, we're beyond Halolov de Avodah Zorah, Halolov Avodah Zorah, Avodah Avodah Zorah, in Chodesh Nisan, we got that shtip from the Rabbona Shalom, we got that Dilug, the Ser. The Ser is the Bnei Yisoscha, is the Simon for Chodesh Nissan, is that Ser which jumps around. Rabbi Shalom gave us that Madrega Bedilug, he lent us that Koyach HaChidosh, brand new. Yeah, but that's not Kol HaTorah, brand new. Not every day is brand new. Today is based on yesterday. Our Yerusha is a Yerusha from Ovois. There's the Koyach of Mesorah. And that's Chodesh Iyar. Chodesh Iyar is consolidation, what we've got. Not every day is there going to be a brand new episode in Midbar, a brand new Nes, a brand new, what seems to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been shoyl the Marochis of Maisa Bereishis and transgressing his physical laws. That can't happen every day. The Rabbeinu Shlomo has made a Seder. He wants the world to be in this, to go about on the Inyan, through the Inyan of Seder and order, and according to the physical laws and biological laws and laws of chemistry, and everything should be able to be on a tradition, and that's Chodesh Iyar. And then Chodesh Sivan is the Levaya, it's the Leviim, it's the Levi, it's the joining together of both of those concepts, that we are a people who are able to be Mechadesh, but to be Mechadesh, and we say Chidushin, and we have Chidush in our Avodah, and we're always looking for new ways of applying the old things. I don't know much about other cultures and religions, but they had difficulty, those solitics. Everything was tradition, and along comes a Galileo and a telescope, and they get into all sorts of inquisitions and burning each other at stakes. And then we have other cultures where everything is brand new, and it's not based on a proper tradition and exactly what happened, and they split this way and they split that way, and they also kill each other. We have had the ability to apply the Masorah of Torah, to apply the Masorah as explained to us by our Rishonim, and through that we can build up, through our Koyach of Chidush, we can build and be Zoicha to Vanosan Lono Torah's MS. And understanding Mahalicha Chadoshim, we should be Mitzah Sahashem Bizoicha to Halacha and Ora Chaim Lamaila Maskil.
Amen.